This is a map of Crystal River with the resistivity data overlain. The squares are grids measuring 20 meters by 20 meters. The higher resistance readings are represented by the dark gray to black areas. These generally correspond with the greater topographic relief, which in this case are either mounds or buried midden. Both are comprised mainly of shell, which resists the electrical current much more than the typical soils. Portions of the Crystal River site were bulldozed in the 1950s, so the resistivity survey helped us locate areas where midden was still preserved below the surface. The resistivity data was informative in other ways, too. Here's a close-up of one of the mounds. The straight lines and the resistance data show the location of an excavation that was done in the mound in the 1960s. This was helpful because the mound was backfilled and the archaeologists who did the excavation kept very poor notes. Before we did this resistivity survey, we could only guess where his excavation was.